Chip. Thank you very much to Deirdre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. Done at six. I love it. I love this new regime. Take that, everybody else in Around the Town Sounds. You were listening to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin. Gonna need a minute today, folks. But we're gonna take a minute, and we're gonna take the best minute ever. The minute with Electric Light Orchestra from the El Dorado album, Nobody's Child. Mascotting Show, starting now. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Otta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. We are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweets it, I sees it, I reads it. That's how that works. Also, anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it and nobody else. David Hatta.
Yes, sir.
What did we just hear?
We just heard ELO from the El Dorado album. That was Nobody's Child. I forgot what that song was, but I picked it out at random and I knew it was going to be killer because it's ELO. That's one of those bands. You can just pick any song. And you'll be like, this is going to be all right.
So what you're saying is plenty of filler, somewhat killer.
What? No, it's all killer, no filler.
Whoa!
Come on. Mac Blank, all killer.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boy.
Ba-ba-booey. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, ba-ba-booey-ba-booey. Hey, guys, we should also introduce or reintroduce to you, because no doubt you're huge fans of her and already stalking her. Our DJ apprentice, Caitlin, is here today as well. Yay!
Hello. Can you hear me? Yes. Okay, we're good.
Caitlin, last we spoke, you were droning on about how much you like the show Kid Island. Is that what it was called?
Kid Nation.
I don't think so.
No.
So Kid Nation. Right. And I said, next time I see you, I want a Kid Nation update. So what's happened on Kid Nation, a show that's been off the air for years, since last we spoke?
Well, since I didn't watch it last week, nothing has changed much.
It's David Hatta, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Just thinking about a weird game show that pits kids against each other for survival.
What? No way. That sounds like Kid Nation.
What? Get out of here. Is that thing still running? That's got to be the old evergreen.
Well, they're not filming it anymore, but it is still going on.
Right. Oh,
in the country of Panem. Hunger Games.
Wow. Is that book good? Are those books any good?
Those books are... okay, well, what are you asking? Are you asking, is it entertaining? Or is it... The writing in it is not good.
Right.
They are... I read them, all three of them, like on a vacation, and they were entertaining.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some vacation.
Yes, it was a long flight, and I had a thing that gets books off the sky.
Did you get dropped by their promotional team? Are you not allowed to say their name?
Kindle. No, I don't have a Kindle. I have an iPad.
Oh.
It's what I would be using to read Twitter if it was working right now, but it's not for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
I feel like I was punked when I came into the studio today because I put on my headphones and there's a Mascot Wedding Show. Mm-hmm. And I was about to, Mascot Wedding Show theme music.
Yeah.
And I was about to ask David if this was a remix because it was like boom, boom, boom. It was like a lot of bass. But then I realized I couldn't hear David talking, and as soon as I filled with it, the upper half? What do you call it? Higher end?
Yeah, the upper register?
That came in and near deafened me. So you got me, whoever.
Mac Blake, how are you?
I'm good. A little tired, as you might expect. For folks in the know, David and I have a secret side project.
That's
it's not
right.
So secret, but we've been working on that this weekend.
Yeah, and it's taxing to say the least. So it's going to be open phones the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm. 472-5667. 472-KOOP is the phone number, and Twitter, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I can switch it onto my phone.
I wanted to mention that I don't have a DJ name, so if someone has a good idea for that...
Hold on.
How about Hijacker as you're trying to take over the show?
I just thought of it.
Well, now we're gonna have to do a DJ name interview because so far you've got DJ Apprentice Caitlin.
I could just stick with that.
Well, until you become a DJ.
Well, yeah.
So you.
I just
so
want to. I want to preload.
Preload. okay. Well, is this something that will stick with you no matter what you do?
Look, we're not going to waste the good people of Austin, Sunken Valley's time if they're going to call in and give you DJ names if it's not going to be settled flag in the ground today.
Yeah. All right. I see what you're saying.
So I think you should be able to change it if you further your DJ career on your own. But if someone suggests something today on this show, it may have to be your name for this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
You're rolling the dice.
Have you
listened? I'm not going to take the first one that comes in, but you know.
Okay, because there's a lot of scum that calls this this radio station.
Oh, I've heard them.
And they might be like, hey, yeah, like DJ Sugar Pants or something. Like,
yeah.
Actually, DJ Sugar Pants. That might be a thing.
That'd be a sticky mess.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Sugar Pants is here making a huge mess.
What are you doing at these shows that you're at? Just making messes with the Sugar Pants.
So, 472, if you want to name our DJ apprentice, give her a DJ name.
5667 are those last four digits.
Yeah, sorry. Like I said, it's a little tough sledding today.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I lived in a place where, like, tough going is like, yeah, tough sledding. Like a almost like you're wealthy in weather.
Yeah,
you have delightful snow. I guess if I was like buried under snow, like in a Canadian country,
uh-huh.
I probably wouldn't be like, oh, the stupid people with all that sunshine.
You lost me on
that. We'll edit that out of the podcast eventually. How are you doing, David Hong?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I'm trying to like get my phone going. Because I had like I was paying attention this week to stuff going on, and I was like, "Ooh, I want to talk about this on the show," but now my phone is at like 4% battery.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
It was a real. Oh, actually, you know what? I did have something hold over from last week.
Oh, lay it on
that. I wanted to throw at you, Mac. I think it might be time to add somebody to Mount Crushmore.
Mount Crushmore? You mean the Mount Rushmore of Austin?
That is correct.
And you know why we call it Mount Crushmore? Because we crush it so hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Who?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, state your case.
He is the foremost authority on astrophysics.
Uh-huh.
He represents smarts, not goonery.
Yeah.
As some previous members of Mount Crushmore. And also, he fits the requirements, which is very hard to find in somebody that fit a requirement.
How does he fit a requirement?
He got his master's here at UT.
Here's the thing, David.
Yes, sir.
I'm setting you up.
Oh.
I've heard an interview with Mr. Tyson where he talked about his time in Austin, and he does not like it.
That's true.
I don't feel like anyone who doesn't like Austin could probably go on our Mount Crushmore.
Did I mention he was also on the UT dance team?
Maybe that's why he didn't like it or something, but he didn't care for it.
Actually, it had something to do with...
And I feel like that guy's... What's happening in the planetarium?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
The Hayden... Did I make that up?
No, you didn't make it
Montgomery
up.
Montgomery Burns?
Yeah.
I feel like since he's stationed in New York now,
mm-hmm.
even though he's got no chance of making New York's Mount Crushmore.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They'd have to make a... Gosh. What's the New York power rankings? Where would he be on that? Thousands? Hundreds?
Man, that it depends on who you ask.
And it also depends on what you qualify as being a New Yorker.
I think the top... Here's your New York Mount Crushmore.
Okay.
Jita! Also, Jita. Put Jita on there. Save room for Jita. There you go.
Why'd you do that in a Boston accent?
Because I'm not good at accents.
Aw.
Here's the Boston one. Welker. What's that? Welker got traded. No. No!
Would you know how to do a Boston accent if sports didn't exist?
Yeah, because I got family from there.
Oh, okay.
But that is the only reason why.
It really does help.
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, then I withdraw my nomination of Neil Tyson.
Well, you can nominate it. Once we present our case to the governing body, my recommendation might have some different names.
Here's what I want. Here, now that you're actually talking about like a governing body and a thing that doesn't exist.
Yes. Wait, what?
Why? Yes.
Oh my God. I've been being scammed for quite some time. It's like the movie Ricochet or Spanish Prisoner.
I spent thousands of dollars in plans. My thought is, look, we're not going to be on this show or in this city for much longer. We are closer to the end than we are the beginning. But if our legacy or one of our legacies could be to actually have a Mount Crushmore made. Like, even if it's small in scale, just like maybe a large-sized dog of a rock formation with faces carved into it. That would be pretty great.
That's going to be, when they finally kick us off the air, that'll be our goodbye gift to co-op.
I don't know if people have a month to make it.
We don't get to get it right away. We'll mail them the package. They'll get real nervous, and it turns out it's such a thoughtful and beautiful gift that their hearts will break.
Yeah. It'll grow two sizes too big.
Breaking hearts, snapping necks. Crushmore crew.
Well, now I want a letter jacket. I just want so many things out of this show.
What part of town do you live in, DJ Apprentice, to be named? 472-5667, 472-KOOP, also on Twitter at MaskCatWedding. What part of town do you live in?
The Hyde Park area.
Hyde Park. Did we already come up with, what did we did some of the neighborhoods.
We were trying to figure out what kind of band would be named parts of Austin.
Okay.
So I remember that.
So like a band named Hyde Park, what did we settle on?
Well, here we're doing now. Okay. We're going Warriors names with it.
What?
So, if you're from Hyde Park, what would your like the movie Warriors? Like, your street gang be?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Are these based off the names of the areas or like the personality of the
Shut up, Judge. Both.
Both.
Okay.
You take all aspects of it.
All right.
Hyde Park students.
Yeah. So let's free associate. What do you think of when you think of Hyde Park?
So babies, lots of families.
Okay.
The Hyde Park babies, done.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, you think of babies and families, really?
Well, I live in the suburb area, so yeah. I ride my bike to work, and I see people pushing babies around.
Where's that?
Eating nice cheese and stuff.
It's kind of buried in there. It's like, what would you say? Like
North Loop-ish area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North Loop is North Loop.
Oh, well, then maybe I live in North Loop.
Maybe you do. And once you go north of North Loop, I think one more block, you're in Highland. You got to own it. You're in Highland.
The Highland criminals. that's just the neighborhood. That's not a thing anyway.
Hyde Park, have a whole mall.
That's true. Yeah. Hyde Park.
Hyde Park Maulers.
Sort of. Hyde Park should have a name that would imply that people live in a house together for a year and then leave. The Hyde Park leasers? What do you call that? Sublets. Subletters.
The Hyde Park Nomads?
Yeah. By the way, we got a tweet from Skullfront, who I think tweeted us a video. I'm not going to watch a video on the air from you.
Yeah, hey, everybody, gather around. Gather around your radio. We're going to narrate this video, or maybe even not.
Yeah, Lord knows what's in this video.
Oh, I bet he got hacked. He seems like the kind of person who would get hacked all the time.
Well, I don't know. It's written, dude at South by Southwest meets fist to face. Oh, I did see
something. Oh, we did see that.
Wait, what did you see?
I saw the guy getting punched at the South by Southwest.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't see that.
Wait. Okay, well, let's take this call and we'll figure it out.
Oh, I didn't see the call. Sorry.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Shay Scott.
Hey, Shay. Okay, no last names, but that's all right. Hey, Shay.
Sorry. Hey, so are you guys, you only have a month left here, or are you joking?
We're joking.
Oh.
Why? What were you going to do? Let's say we did have a month left.
Cry.
That's it? You wouldn't, anything about it?
Hey, Shay, I appreciate those tears, man. What's going on?
Not much. So you guys don't have DJ names, right? You just go by your real names.
Yeah.
We put real names in quotes, but yes.
Okay. So, let's see.
So are you calling? Let me set this up, Shay. Are you calling to name our DJ apprentice, Caitlin, give her a DJ radio name?
No. Well, I was gonna spitball stuff. I didn't have a name in mind, but were y'all still on the Warriors thing?
Yes, we are. What part of town do you live in?
I live in Travis Heights.
Where is Travis Heights again?
It's like
that's between
south of the river and east of Congress, between like Congress and I-35.
Oh,
that was my old stomping grounds.
Huh. What's that?
Oh, I used to live around there. I'm familiar with Travis Heights.
I live right next to the Curras.
How about... Ooh,
oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where you live.
How about the Travis Heights yuppie scum?
How about the Travis Heights construction? Because they always seem to be working on those streets over there.
Yeah, Old Torf was under construction for almost 3 years.
Oh, right, here we go. Travis Heights hard hats.
Travis Heights hard hats, Shay.
Did you... What's that?
Travis Heights Hard Hats. Bong bong. It's law now. That's what you're called.
All right.
Go ahead and get your
name for Hyde Park.
Yeah, go for it. Oh, we're still waiting on one.
Oh, I would say the something about the affluent post hippie.
Okay, but make it snazzier.
Yeah.
I've got the verbose problem.
Yeah, that's why we're not the Travis Heights artists.
The farm fresh eggshells.
free range.
You could be Hyde Park Co-ops is what you could be. Except this fine radio station, we could jump in with that.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, Shay, go ahead and start getting your team letter jacket printed with Travis Heights hard hats on it.
Well, yeah, we'll have hard hats, not letter jackets.
Oh, I like it. Like
and
a baseball Furies.
The neon construction vest.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, I'm glad you guys aren't moving for real.
Thank you, Shay.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Instead of the baseball Furies, I want the Del Diamond Furies.
Oh, sure.
So everyone who works up in Round Rock or works at Dell, you dress like an office worker, but then you put the Fury face paint on.
The Texas Leaguers.
The rejected Kiss makeup.
Oh, I like it.
So you dodged. I thought he was calling to give you a DJ name, but dodged a bullet on there.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, it did sound like it. Yeah. He alluded to it.
Yeah. He wanted to talk about that Warriors subject.
That's all right. It's an interesting subject.
Yeah, and look, I don't have a DJ name, okay? I'm proud of my government, all right? I like using it.
Wait, hold on.
The government named you?
No, it's on my government documentation.
Oh.
It's my government.
Sorry, Mac.
Why are you apologizing to me?
No.
I just feel bad.
Don't feel bad. You're doing the world a favor. Hey, who here wants some ballpark franks?
I'd like one, please.
I'm not really selling them. I have a disease where you kind of black out and you think you're a vendor at a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
Like the other day, I was at my home and I was just cooking up some waffles on a griddle. And next thing you know, I was on a bus and I was selling ice cold beer to people.
You can't do that, man.
Well, look, I don't know how to fix it. Like, here's the thing. Like, I don't even know where I got the bucket. I don't know where I got the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't selling. I mean, the beer was from my fridge.
Uh-huh.
I know that much because I keep a lot of price to go tall boys in my fridge.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and cups.
I hear that's the thing about parkies is that you're very resourceful once you black out and you're able to find all those resources.
Please, David.
Yeah.
Can you use a name that the name parkies is very disrespectful.
Well, I mean, it's short for ballpark's disease.
Yeah, I know. I know what it's short for, okay?
Yeah.
Look, you haven't lived with ballpark's disease as long as I have.
Well, I've known you a long time.
Okay, but I would think that you could... Hot dog! Hot dog! Okay, it's a hot dog!
It's fine. Here, just...
Hot two,
just
two.
Give me your belt.
Two
your
hot
belt.
Dog. No. Two hot dog. You want right. two?
Okay,
two.
Here it is. Here it is.
Two hot dog. Here you go. Bite down on that. Bite down. Sir?
Passing
okay, passing it down.
All right.
Could you just bite down on the belt, sir?
You want some belt? I'll bite down the belt and see what it's got to do with the hot dog.
Okay. He's phasing out.
Should I hit him? What should I do?
No, he's good. Just ride it out.
Why does your belt taste like so many things, particularly pizza?
Sorry, my
pizza belt. Old pizza belt hotter. Hey, David.
Yeah.
When you were growing up.
Uh-huh.
This is like going to be like Frost Nixon.
Just Gabin.
But it's from, it's Blake Hotta. When you were growing up, did you ever have a nickname?
Growing up? Mm-hmm. No. My first nickname didn't come until college.
What was your college nickname?
Davy Jesus.
Oh, wait. You got that before college?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I used to, guys about a stroke again. Ballpark, get your back there. Caitlin, did you ever have... Guys, I know this microphone should be away from me. Caitlin, did you ever have a nickname growing up? No one was like, yo, CB. CB. Did four good. Papa, papa.
When I played rugby in college, they called me Red because I guess I had red hair at the time.
Hashtag humble brag.
I'm pretty good, guys. My friends called me Cinnamon in middle school, which sounds a bit stripperish, I feel like.
Yeah, a bit.
Well, I guess my wonderful cat Cinnamon, I can go home and tell her that she's a stripper now. You're sick.
I bet the cat already knew it was a stripper.
No, it doesn't. Just it loves. It's all it does.
Aw, cat strippers.
I thought you were, when earlier, you mentioned somebody getting punched in the face. I was remembering a video I saw earlier in the week, and it was a street performer punching a dude in the face.
A what?
You know how I feel about street performers, David.
Of course they're the worst.
They are the worst. They're just beggars with more time on their hands.
Was this one of those statue ones? I think I saw this.
I know. It was a human statue, and he was in Australia. And I don't know what accent that was. And he was in Australia, and he was covered in gray, and he was like a cowboy. And then some factory rap douche went up and started like messing with him. Like he's not like the Queen's Guard. You know, he's not like one of those like beef eater guys who like can't laugh.
Yeah.
So, you know, this guy was like messing with him, and then he gave him a wet willy. And then when he walked around back for the statue, pop, solid, right in the mouth.
Wow.
I think I watched that thing 9 times in a row. I loved it.
Pretty great. Now, the thing I saw was there's a video going around about something that happened at South by Southwest where this drunk guy was like egging this other dude on in a way that like you would imagine Popeye fighting, like winding up and stuff, and, like, kind of stepping in and doing like a duck peck, like that kind of thing. And he's picking on this one guy and the other guy's not having it. Good for him. But the instigator is just annoying so many people. That one guy comes from out of the crowd circle and just pops him in the mouth. And the guy goes down, and it's the greatest. I'm not a big violence guy, but man, oh man, that was sweet.
So you know what, Skullfront? You were right to send us that video, I guess.
Assuming that's the one, it might just be your genitals.
It might be a terrible trick with genitals involved.
Yeah.
Most terrible tricks somehow involve genitals.
Involving Skullfront.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let us be honest.
Yes.
I never had any nicknames growing up. I mean, Mac is technically a nickname for MacGyver, my given name.
Yeah.
I tried to start my own nickname once. I don't know why I wanted this. Because looking back on it, it was so stupid. Because I think somebody, I was always a tall kid.
Yeah.
And I think somebody at one point was like, oh, yo, how old are you, little boy? And I was like, yeah, you're a creep. Now I told him, he's like, oh my God, you're tall. They had to call you Stretch. And I was like, I want more attention. Because when I was young, I thought that like acquiring descriptors, physical or just name-wise,
yeah,
was somehow good.
Well, you're giving people shorthand. Like Stretch is presumably more memorable than Mac.
But I, at one point, because it was, I went to a new school, and we're in PE, and I already, you know, like when they were introducing the class, and you got to go sit at your desk, you know, the first day of school, they're like, McLean, and I'm like, Mac, and then I went to PE, and the lady was like, what's your name, McLean? I was like, yeah, my real name is Mac, but you can also call me Stretch, and she's like, I can call you what? And they laughed at me.
Stretch.
And then one guy was like, you can call me Stretch. That's funny, dude. And I was like, cool, man. I wasn't joking.
So your new nickname was Funny F.
Yeah. That's terrible. Can't get your own nicknames going. Sure. Never works.
Punch-Out.
Punch-Out is a pretty good nickname.
Thank you.
Yeah. Punch-Out, Mr. Thursday Night.
That's right.
Was your old drinking nickname?
Yeah, I had a drinking nickname, everybody. 33 years old now.
Well, you don't have it anymore.
That's true.
Got to go to work the next day.
But every once in a while, I kind of want it back.
Oh, Mr. Thursday Night. Ba-ba-ba-ba-na. He just loves the must-see shows on NBC.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're pretty great.
All those supersized episodes of Friends? Man, I would kill a six-pack during those. Pretty great. What's happened to us?
What? We love the TV show Friends.
We do. Oh, no. I'm like a regular Chimbler or whatever his name was.
What happened, guys, to NBC? Because they had that show, Friends, and they had Seinfeld. And those shows weren't all that great.
Yeah.
But at the time, well, I mean, Seinfeld was pretty good. Sorry. Seinfeld at the time was like a pretty good show and sort of a very much like a leap from anything else on TV at that time. At least I felt that way. I don't know. Whatever. And then they had like Frasier, which was about like... the prissiest guy ever having a radio show. He was like a psychiatrist or whatever.
But like it was a bungle. It was a white collar Three's Company. Like there were so many misunderstandings and shenanigans.
All just a dumb farce. But then NBC, like none of these other shows, which just seemed like slam dunk after slam dunk, and people could not care less.
Yeah. It's weird that like NBC is fifth now behind Univision.
What? That's not true, is it?
That is true.
Oh, that's terrible. They're behind. Oh. Like Big Bang Theory, Big Bang Theory is like, what, isn't that the most popular comedy?
Yes.
Or like Life According to Jim? I don't get it, man. How'd that happen?
I'm so far removed from what people like now that it makes no sense to me.
I mean, I think that's the point of us being on the station is not to talk about these things.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it's appropriate to talk about them in the way it's like, what gives?
Yeah. Look, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about whatever you want, 4725667. We'll even talk about TV these days.
TV these days. Were you watching any good TV you like, David?
Oh, not in the past couple weeks. Oh, man. Not in the past. You know what the last things, the only things I've seen in the past 2 weeks are Real Time with Bill Maher and old episodes of Baggage. That's all I've seen, and I hate it.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, but it really is like because I've been so busy for the past 2 weeks that I don't have time to like sit and digest and enjoy the things I like. So like I've got a bunch of like Parks and Rec and Archer and stuff like that sitting on my DVR. But it really is like, okay, I've got time to eat and fall asleep to something. It's going to be one of these two things. And so that's where I am now in my life.
I feel like Parks and Rec still on the decline, has not recovered.
Yeah, but it's still an entertaining half hour for me, and that's hard to do with television.
It's crazy how much FX I watch.
Uh-huh.
I love Justified, and I'm really digging The Americans.
Oh, I hear good things about The Americans.
The Americans is entertaining. There was a jingle on FX. Mm-hmm. They kind of updated it, but it used to be like, FX got the movies, the movies. And I would walk around and I'd have that song in my head.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a song. That what I just sang was it from start to finish. But like walking around me like, FX got the movies, and just being like, ugh, I'm the worst human ever.
Hey, let's say there was NBA on TBS and TNT. Did you have a song for that?
No, was there?
It was the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like
they
were
right.
The jazz trio.
Yeah, it was like the jazz trio of Lottie Devotz and Chris Webber. And then some other weirdo. I love, my favorite story about Lottie Devotz was the Kings got like ousted by the Lakers or the Mavs or somebody.
Uh-huh.
It was like, I'm really going to try this year. In the offseason, I'm going to quit smoking. This is an elite athlete. And the dude smokes. I loved it. It's like, because you have this image of like this, you know, because he's a Lithuanian, right?
Yes.
This like Lithuanian giant goon, because he was a giant.
Yeah.
And, you know, because he had like a sort of a gentle giant kind of demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
About him, just because his English wasn't that good, so we all assumed he was stupid.
He looked like a mutant Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so we're like, oh, he smokes. Was adorable. Got traded from the Lakers to Charlotte for Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
Oh, Lottie Devotz.
Well, the second half of the show, we talk about trades.
Let's talk about Lottie Devotz more.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys, let's take a break.
Boom.
Let's take a break. David and I will go take the medication that keeps us alive.
God, I wish. Oh, was that in the microphone? I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hey guys, who do you guys like? Jay Riotard?
No, Mac. I love him.
Me too. Off of Zound Blood Visions, my Shadow More Mask.
Back with more Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Jay Riotard from the Blood Visions album. That was My Shadow. We still miss you, buddy, even though we never met you. And actually, we're gonna do something. We're gonna bring back a segment. Oh,
hello.
Yeah. Actually, we're just gonna talk about. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Is this cool?
I guess we're kind of on the air right now.
Okay. You got to help me out.
Okay, I mean...
You got to... Is this a... Where at? What is this place?
You're at Co-op Studios.
Is this like a food truck?
No, you just walked into the radio station. You're in the studio right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're on the air. This is the Mascot Wedding Show.
You got some swag for me or something, please?
Do I have swag for you? No, I don't have swag for you.
I got stuck here last week. I came in town for South By, and I don't know how to leave.
Wait, what are you talking about? You don't know how to leave?
I was on a mega bus, but it crashed.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It crashed into an inflatable bounce house brought to you by Dos Equis.
Oh no, I did hear about that. Yeah, that's terrible. So, but you made it out okay. That's great.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. Can I just put these headphones on?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and put the headphones on. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Is it? They're like, you're kind of stupid. There we go. Okay. Oh, well, hey.
I mean, you know, we're trying. We raise money to, this is a nonprofit. You know, we're doing what we can.
A nonprofit what?
A nonprofit radio station.
This is a radio station?
This is all listener-supported radio. Yeah, you're on the air right now. You're talking into a microphone.
Like a podcast, though, right?
Yeah, like a podcast.
Okay.
Hey, we haven't even gotten your name. I mean, if you're going to, you've made yourself comfortable. You've put down your messenger bag, so I guess you're here.
Yep.
Okay, well, can we, my name's David.
Hi, David.
Hi, this is DJ Apprentice Caitlin.
Yeah, that name Hello. Sucks.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
I mean, that's her name. I mean, plus she's a DJ Apprentice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your name was like you're, you know, like a one of the two. Like you're a DJ.
Oh, not yet. Working towards it.
Yeah, where the apprentice comes in.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like you know, get a record, play an iPod DJ. Like I'm a DJ.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, you can call me by my DJ name,
which is
Skills Money.
Skills Money.
Yeah, but it's spelled MUNNY, like the collector toys.
Oh,
like Moonies.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay. So Skills Money, I guess, is what we're calling you now. So what were you doing here for? What were you doing for South by?
Oh man, everything. Come on.
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot to do during South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Actually, you still have your wristbands on.
So many of them.
Well, but it's been a week.
You see this one?
I do. Yeah.
I got that at the Necco wafer party.
I didn't even realize there was a Necco wafer party.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I was busy. I didn't go to all the parties.
Yeah, the cast of the WB Supernatural was there.
Is that show still on the air?
I don't know, but we were all doing body shots. Brought to you by Jägermeister.
Okay. You know, I mean, you can just say Jäger shots. You're just doing Jäger.
That was part of the waiver I signed to get in.
Hold on. You had to sign a waiver to get into this party?
Nothing's free, my man.
I guess not.
It's like in that movie Wall Street 2, money never s's.
You could say sleeps.
Can I?
Yeah, no. I just did.
I don't like using the S word, man.
Well, no, that's not the S word.
Bro, I don't like using the S word.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Skills Money.
Mooney.
Is that a wristband on your neck?
It's a neck band. Got a thing to teach the DJ apprentice over here, huh?
Actually, I don't even know what a neck band is.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a party I got into sponsored by John Deere, of all things.
John Deere?
That's true.
The coats? Wait, what do they do?
The tractor.
Tractors.
I think they just make hats.
No. Those hats are based off the lawn equipment that they make.
Oh, is the lawn equipment like a cool giveaway? Like a fun promo item?
No, that's their stock and trade. They've been a very successful tool company.
Seen a lot of hats, haven't seen any tractors.
Okay, well, look, trust me on this one, please.
Why would I try? I don't even know you.
Well, you walked into here. I don't know you. How can I trust you? Skills Money. I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong foot.
I'm sorry, David. And DJ Apprentice Caitlin. We did get off. It's just, look, it's been a crazy week. The place I had on Airbnb, you know, it's gone now. The mega bus crashed and someone stole my billfold. Okay. I also had a spare magic wallet shoved in my sock and someone stole that as well. And I don't have any money. And my dad's being such a jerk.
Oh, so you've talked to your dad since?
Gah. Yes.
So I'm sorry, do you still have your phone?
Gah. Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, that's something to be thankful for. I mean, you could still keep in touch with the outside world, I guess.
Like who?
Like your family and your friends?
I got a dad, that's about it.
Oh. Well, what is your dad, why is he a jerk? I mean, what's he asking you to do?
Get a job. And I'm like, Dad, I have a job.
Oh, what's your job?
I'm working on it still, Caitlin.
I'm sorry.
I want to be a party photographer.
Oh, all right. Okay. Sounds great.
That's admirable.
I guess.
Are you? Oh, so did you come to South by Southwest to photograph some parties?
To network.
Okay.
It's called networking. Okay. Don't make me say it out loud.
Well, no. I feel like if you're at several parties, take some pictures and make yourself a party photographer.
I did, and I put the really hilarious hashtags on it, but no one wants to pay me yet.
Okay, well, hold on.
Real good at picking out filters.
Let me get this straight.
Real good.
So if I can just backtrack for a second, so what kind of equipment are you using when you take these party photographs?
iPhone.
Oh, okay. So you're just...
Duh, 5.
You're taking... Oh, iPhone 5.
5T.
I don't even know there's a five. Mm-hmm.
Why does that not surprise me?
All right, well, I'm sort of...
not exactly in a state of shock over here.
Okay, well, okay, you don't
damn
have to
it, DJ David. We've gotten off on the wrong foot again.
It's just David. You don't have to call me DJ David.
DJ David sounds pretty cool.
All right, well, Skills Mooney.
DJ David. Well, what if I just let the beat drop right there?
What beat? There's no beat. We're just sitting in a...
DJ David. How about that? You can use that as your ringtone.
No, I don't want
so
to.
So stupid.
What, ringtones?
Well, that is, but yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
So what cool showcases did you go to?
I didn't go to any. It's a combination of being busy and just tired and old and not going to anything.
Just sticking to the parties. Cool. Which ones?
No. I missed everything about South by Southwest.
Why would you do that? Why would you miss that? It's the best. It's the most. You're not cool. You're not cool.
Well, look, David, do you have a ventilator? I think he's hyperventilating.
No, hey, are you okay? I've got this bag right here if you need
it. I'm around. Is this like a free tote I can have?
No. Yeah, it's a free tote.
Cool swag.
Okay.
I got some cool swag.
You can keep that. Actually, I got an apple in there if I can have that apple back.
This apple is okay. It's just some apple swag.
No. Fine. It's apple swag.
Nope. Apple swag.
Okay, so you're just gonna eat that?
Can I leave this right on the board here?
No, please don't. That's actually it's a very expensive board, and you can't have food on there.
Hey, Kaylin, you went to the Smirnoff Ice Slam Jam, right?
No,
please tell me you went to the Amy's Organic Chili Volleyball Blast Off, though, right?
I didn't.
Sting was there.
I didn't Sting. Do any of the South by stuff.
Both the wrestler and the musician.
Oh, really? They were both?
It was one guy divided down the middle and half was each. That doesn't even make sense.
It sounds amazing. Sounds like quite an experience.
It was so stupid. Oh, okay. It was the best.
Hold on. So I've noticed something that everything you seem to like, you call stupid.
I don't have any friends.
Okay. Well, that's not what I asked, but I'm kind of getting to the point like, do you genuinely like these things, or are they stupid, but you like them because they're stupid?
Where do you live? Do you live in like a cool hotel? Like something used to be something else, but is now where you live?
No, I live in an apartment in Sunken Valley.
Sunken Valley. That's at least a cool neighborhood in like East Austin, right?
No, I think half of it's still on fire.
Oh, God.
Look, hey, you know, I'm still like... a person with a personality and friends and stuff. Like,
I'm just going to look at my phone for the rest of the show.
No, please don't. Oh, well, could you not talk in front of the microphone if you're going to do that? Like, we kind of have a radio show that we need to do.
I'm working on some really cool apps lately.
Oh, so you make apps?
Ugh, you again.
Yeah, we're still here in this room.
Don't you make apps?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. How old are you? Like 30?
How old are you?
I'm 42.
You're older than I am.
I'm very old.
And you're just living in like this state of arrested development.
My hair is very short on the sides of my head.
It's gone. You're bald.
I shaved it very close on top.
And
because my moped wind, the wind from my moped was blowing it in my eyes too much.
Okay.
It was scraping up my sunglasses.
So this is a choice, your look right now.
Uh-huh.
Could you describe your look for the listener? This is a very... unfortunate look.
Oh well, I'm like a big cuddly bear. I get described like that a lot. Someone described me as a really unfortunate looking Dom DeLuise.
Uh huh. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I could see.
Yeah.
Well, because actually, the neckerchief was obscuring the neck wristband a little bit, so that's why I had trouble with it.
That's not a neckerchief.
It's not.
That's for body support.
Hold on. I don't here, follow.
Watch me take it off.
Yo! Oh, please, put it on. Put it on. My goodness.
Oh, see, no.
It's pretty cool, though. The bandage has got Mario Brothers' face on it, but he's got like a like the Mike Tyson tattoos.
Yeah.
And he's like punching out John Paul, too.
Should you be sitting up? Do you want to lay down or something? That's not healthy.
I thought I was laying down.
No, you're sitting in front of a microphone on a radio station.
Do you guys have, what kind of fusion do you have outside in the food truck area here?
We don't, it's burgers. It's a burger truck.
There's a gas station.
Yeah, there's a gas. You want some like Snickers or something?
Okay, what is? It's a gas station by day. I get it. At night, though, what does it turn into? Like a bowling alley?
A closed gas station.
Yeah. Oh
my God. That's the worst. You're worse than that mega bus driver.
What was wrong with the mega bus driver?
He was listening to talk radio.
Ugh. Okay, that's perfectly fine. Why?
Gross.
Why can't he listen to talk radio?
I was playing some pretty cool tunes, and he told me to turn it off.
Uh-huh.
And I possibly hit him in the head with my Beats by Dre laptop.
No, Caitlin, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think you should hit people because they don't like the things you like.
It was a free laptop.
Okay, well, that's besides the point. Can I ask, what happened to that bus driver after you hit him?
Oh, I didn't see him after he went through the windshield.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so you caused the crash.
Well, I mean, I'd say that the Dos Equis bounce house was partially responsible.
No, I'd say...
I found one of the most interesting men alive. I found one of his hands.
In the bouncy house?
I stole a ring from it.
Oh, how do you know that was the most interesting man? That could have just been a hand.
It was close enough to his body.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
Those commercials were wrong. He's just a guy.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
His blood smelled like normal blood.
You shouldn't. Why are you smelling? You shouldn't be smelling people's blood.
It was kind of everywhere.
Okay. Are you the only survivor of this megabus crash?
I didn't really stop and wait, you know?
So you had a chance to help people and you just took off.
Someone had like a car lying around that they weren't using very much and I just got in it.
Just a car? It was just like with the keys? Just sitting?
Yeah, they stopped for some dumb reason and I asked to borrow their car and they were being really jerks about it. So I just kind of yanked them out of there.
You carjacked somebody.
Yeah. Carjack is a pretty. You have now?
Carjack's a pretty good DJ name.
No. We're not.
You want me to drop this beat?
DJ Carjack.
All right.
That is pretty good, that's actually. Pretty cool, if you wanted DJ Carjack, it's on the table right now.
So when do you move? You summer in Austin.
No.
But when do you like live in Iceland or something?
No. I live in Austin year round. Yeah. No, it's okay. I've been doing this for about. Still going. But I've been doing. Okay, that's really immature.
Sorry.
I've been living here a very long time, and it's fun, and I like it, and all my friends are here.
Where did you come from? Where are you visiting from?
L.A. driver's license, New York postal address.
Ugh.
Okay. Oh. Portland passport.
What?
All right. So just there you go.
You sound very worldly.
I'm pretty worldly, okay? Right. Oh, my God. Where did you get her?
Well, she's a part of the apprentice program.
Is she like those kids that like leave for a while and then like later on they go back and they get religious again?
What the hell are you talking about?
Like Morgans?
Mormons.
No.
Yeah, the Mormons, they go on a mission and they come back.
Oh, okay. Is that what you are?
No.
Is this your mission to come and be like cool for a while? Is this like She's All That?
No, this is... No, this
okay,
is not
I'm,
like...
I'm talking to the wrong person. Is he like She's All That?
I'm not sure that comparison makes any sense.
Well, no offense, buddy, but you're not all that.
Have you seen She's All That?
Several times.
Oh, okay. So you really seem to be about the swag more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I coined a phrase for it, okay?
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's for about my love of swag.
Okay.
When people go, you got a lot of swag, I say, swag, I love it.
That's your phrase that you coined?
You're bored. I'm going to look at my phone
some
more.
Okay, well, see, you can't do that, all right?
What cool swag did you get during South by?
I got no swag. I didn't do anything for South by Southwest.
You didn't get, like, a fun hat?
No.
I got, get this.
Uh-huh.
I got some shoes. They were Matt and Kim shoes.
Okay.
They're made out of their T-shirts.
Okay.
And they were actually signed by H.R. Giger.
The artist, H.R. Giger.
Yeah, he was there signing lithographs.
Uh-huh.
It was stupid.
So, no, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it was at the Taco Bell Slam Jam.
Okay. Is that next to the Smirnoff Ice Slam Jam?
I was in the Slam Jam stage.
Was it next to the Slim Jim Slam Jam?
No.
Ah, that's the worst.
That party was lame.
Okay.
Wouldn't be caught there.
Well, listen, Skills Mooney.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the show's over. We need to stop doing this show.
Well, I will go wherever you go, DJ David. DJ Carjack, it was great to meet you.
Her name's not DJ.
And I will wait outside. The chair is like It's like stuck. The chair's stuck to me.
Could you just help?
All right. Okay.
I'm really. I'll pay for that.
Okay. Yeah. Please do.
Okay. Not now, but maybe.
Yeah. I don't count on it.
Okay.
We won't be able to fix that.
All right.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. That's skills money. Skills Mooney. I'm sorry, as he preferred.
That was interesting.
Yeah. We get some strange people who just walk into the studio sometimes.
Oh, and now he's out by my car. That's,
yeah, and he's, okay. Yeah. Oh, I guess he thought your mirror was swag because he just took it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, great. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, hey, Caitlin, we should probably get out of here.
Yeah.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @MascotWedding.
Kind of a crazy show today, guys.
Yeah, where the hell were you?
I was tending some radio business.
Radio business is the most important business.
Besides, that guy just stole the hubcaps off my car.
Okay, someone wrangle him, please.
How is he carrying all these things?
He's got a lot of tote bags.
He's really not that hard to catch. No. We could totally get him.
He's okay.
All right. Well, hey, let's get out of here. Well, hey.
Well, hey.
Hey, listen. Let's get out of here. Make way for the clear spot. Linda's great. She knows it. But first we're going to go out with Spider Bags from the A Celebration of Hunger album. This is The Bottle, one of my favorites. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, DJ Apprentice Caitlin.
Goodbye, Caitlin.
Goodbye, Mac and Blake.
Go back and Blake.
Mike and Mac.
No, you nailed it. Nailed it first try.
Goodbye, Austin. We'll see you next week.
Boop.
Bye-bye.
Won't you hand me that bottle? So wide.